In our case, there's no permitting risk. It's just a matter of converting indicated resource into measured and inferred into indicated. So just to improve the quality of our project and finance and start. Also, we have the Flawde project. It's about 100 kilometers east of the Sleeping Giant Mill. We just made a discovery in the fall 2024, right on surface. We exposed a gold mineralized vein. The average grade was 6.5 grams over 10 meter wide, over 200 meter long. That's right on surface. We stripped out the overburden, and now we're drilling directly underneath that area. We announced that early January, and we're close to town. So we're like less than 60 miles, well, about, let's say, 80 miles from Val-d'Or. So where the assay lab is, so we get quick turnaround on results. So we should expect assay result very soon with press release, of course.
Pascal Hamelay. Did I say that correctly, my friend?
Hamelay. The Anglophone says Hamlin.
Looked like the NASCAR racer.
Right. Oh, well, very good. With Abcorp Mines, how are you, my friend? I wanted to make sure I got that funny off the line, everybody. I told everybody that I was going to get this name correct because my last name is Millet, which is French-Canadian as well. But a lot of people say Millet. Do you say that Millet in French-Canadian?
No, we say Millet, just Millet. Like him.
Excellent. All right. So, Pascal, I am very familiar with you. You have a fantastic operation there. You are actually, at most conferences that I see you at. But I say all that. Let's give the listeners and viewers a 30,000-foot view of people that are not familiar with you guys.
Okay. Thank you, Andy. So, yeah, Abcorp Mine, we're a gold development company based in Quebec. Our corporate office is in Rouyn-Noranda. All our projects are in the Abitibi Gold Camp. That's where we concentrate our activities. We own and operate the Sleeping Giant project. It's an underground mine with all the infrastructure in place and the permitting. We're advancing the underground with two diamond drills on the ground to develop the mine into production. And, you know, we hear all the time, production ready, shovel ready. In our case, there's no permitting risk. It's just a matter of converting indicated resource into measured and inferred into indicated. So just to improve the quality of our project and finance and start. Also, we have the Flawde project. It's about 100 kilometer east of the Sleeping Giant Mill. We just made a discovery in the fall 2024, right on surface. We exposed a gold mineralized vein. The average grade was 6.5 grams over 10 meter wide, over 200 meter long. That's right on surface. We stripped out the overburden. And now we're drilling directly underneath that area. We announced that early January, and we're close to town. So we're like less than 60 miles, well, about, let's say, 80 miles from Val-d'Or. So where the assay lab is, so we get quick turnaround on results. So we should expect assay result very soon with press release, of course.
And well, congratulations to you, really. Here's a question for you. Is you just made this discovery. Do you have a lot of room to discover and to explore more, I guess, as of right now, to expand the projects?
Yeah, well, it's that floating property. It was drilled about 2 kilometers west of our discovery. We call it Cartwright Sector. Flawde was discovered in the 80s by Kahn Buor. It was well drilled, but that's 2 kilometers to the west. Cambior, late in their drill campaign in 1988, they discovered a zone south of their known mineralization. And that south zone was not, it was the end of a campaign, no follow-up drilling. But we noticed it in the data room. So we went to test it in 2023, 1 kilometer east. So you got the Cavior zone 2 kilometer west. Then in between, we drilled there in 2023. We intercepted, if I recall, like 14 grams over 4 meters, but like 50 meter below surface. And now you move another 1 kilometer to the east, and now it's on surface. So, and it's greenfield. Where we are now, where the Cartwright is greenfield. It's, there's maybe one or two historic holes, but there's no data. The government, it's not reliable. I cannot disclose. Well, I have nothing to disclose. I don't have numbers, but there's casing. There's casing. It's there. You know, we know that our ancestor, but that there's an old shaft that was done in the middle of the forest. Believe it or not, like probably 80 miles from the railway station back in the 40s. That was the only access we had up there, up in Northwest Quebec back in 1940. And these guys sank a shaft in the wrong period. Like in 1941, gold was not in favor. People were looking for aluminum, iron, copper, anything that was useful for war effort. You know, gold was not a war effort item at all. They sank that little shaft in the wrong time, but you know, we were picking it where they left off 80 years later.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Yeah. I want to ask this appropriately let me just say this. Most of your money, I guess your projections were based off of what price of gold.
Oh, you mean at Sleeping Giant?
Yes.
$1,650 US.
So I'm laughing because as we speak, we're over 27.
I know.
You guys are printing money.
Oh, yeah. And the majors, like once Q4 gets out, like second week, I'm sure these majors like Agnico, Barrick, they're all anxious to release their Q4 results first week of February. The market. Some people are, they're waiting for numbers to make a decision, or bankers. But I tell you, the majors are gonna, they're swimming in cash right now.
Yeah, no, they're swimming in cash. I talked to a really good friend of mine just recently about that. And again, this is what I'm about to say is very speculative, but just look for a lot of consolidation right now because, there's so many attractive bargains out there with the metal this high. So I look for that in the market. But that's their subject.
Because you look at, what the stock market did in the gold sector in 2024, the major picked up, the mid-tier producer followed the gold price. The development company, the people finding gold, you know, because the majors, some of them find gold. But
not very many.
Not too many. They find gold through acquisition.
Yep.
And we're the one finding the gold. And our stock price didn't move very much in 2024. So we expect a good year for us in 2025.
So about that, again, this is me speculating, but I think 25 is going to be the year for everyone, but also specifically for... small producers, and I say small producers at a very relative term, and then explorers, I think it's going to be those years just through acquisitions. So we'll see. Just incredible value in deal out there. Tell me a little bit more about the value of the company here. Just all of your projects, about your share price and really your share structure there and why it's such a value play.
Yeah, well, you got to look at the market cap when you look at companies like us. We got 800 million share out there. But when someone make an offer or when someone looks at a company value, they look at the market cap, you know. So we're at 50 million CAD market cap for a company that is making discoveries, that owns a mill, that doesn't need 200 or 300 billion in capex to get it running. back in 2023, when we released the PEA, we were looking at 42 CAD to get the mine in operation. That was at 1650. So if you look at 2700, of course, I'll put some forward-looking numbers out here, but you're probably looking at around less than 20 million Canadian to get this mine running, because we've been doing work since 2023. You know, we operated the mill. We process 5,000 metric ton bulk sample in the spring 2024. So the mill is not on care maintenance for the last 5 years. That mill was in operation last year. Yeah, we stopped because we were processing material from a third site, you know, the Pershing Manitou deposit that we own. But the Sleeping Giant, the shaft has been maintained, everything. We're drilling, we're converting inferred into indicated resource. We're not skipping steps. You know, that's the most dangerous thing to do in mining, is if you skip steps, you'll get burned. Some investors are anxious to see you produce, but they're not going to be there if you fail. So you're going to go by step, you know, convert your inferred resource, make sure the shaft is in good order, you know, all your water system, your air, compressed air, all that needs to be in good shape when you start producing, because when you start providing guidance, guess what? You cannot miss.
The market will make you pay.
Oh yeah. So that's why we're diligently working, you know, to get Sleeping Giant and the proper shape to get into production. And we added a second drill underground at Sleeping Giant. Now we're drilling at depth, because this deposit is very high grade. Historically, it was over 10 grams. We have drill intercept that are orphaned, because to be called inferred resource, you need two holes within 75 meters. So if you have 15 grams over 2 meters, but there's nothing around within 75 meters, guess what? It's just a nice intercept.
Right.
So we're drilling at depth because we got a zone there, North American Palladium sank a shaft 600 feet back in 2009, 2010 because of that sector.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not inventing the wheel here. It's inferred, you know, but there's big potential. That zone was over 15 grams per ton. You're looking at close to 50,000 ounces in one area of the mine. So it's going to hit $4,000 Canadian.
Yeah.
Like we're within $20 Canadian to $4,000. And our average cost in Abitibi is around 1500, 1400 CAD.
Yeah.
So just you're looking at $2,500 per ounce margin. That's why Agnico Eagle, they're disclosing all their financial statement in US dollars, but their cost is in Canadian dollars.
Yeah. Got it. Steve, did you have anything you wanted to ask there?
Yeah, Pascal, I think Andy was talking a little bit about your capital structure. Could you address the shares outstanding, fully diluted warrants and options, what that looks like, and also how many of your shares are owned by insiders and institutions?
Yeah, good point, Steve. We do have 800 million shares outstanding out there. They're held, over 40% is held by insiders. So we're involved. We're not just standing on the sideline. We're on the ice. We got a hockey stick in our hand, and the options. Of course, you want to have management aligned with the shareholders. So we do have options out. Not that many, 30 million. You know, we don't want to abuse there's 30 million over 800. So it's not exaggerated. Options, warrants, a lot of the warrants are held by, insiders. Yeah. So, you know, it's not going to be misused, or, you know, people, Investors are always concerned that the warrants will, you know, people will sell shares to buy warrants. And it's not the case in here because it's since most of the warrants are held by insiders.
There was going to be my question. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I got two questions, really. One is, do you have any news that you have to share with us or you can share with us for the next quarter?
You mean the next few hours?
Please. Hours. What do you got going on? Tell us about that.
We have a press release that will be out tomorrow morning at 7. Like I mentioned earlier, our assays, the core shack is right here in Val-d'Or. The assay lab is within a 5-minute truck ride to between the core shack and the assay lab. And so we've got good connection with them. So we're not waiting 6 weeks or 8 weeks for assay results. It's 1 week.
And so really quick turnaround.
Yeah. And the cost is very good. The cost structure for drilling here in this camp is, you know, yeah, like every industry, we had that COVID bump, you know, like the supply chain got broken, but things are back in order now in mining. People have their costs under control. The salary inflation is under control too. Yeah, of course, there's always a pressure, but it's not that 6, 7, 8% like 2021, like pay raise was like twice a year. If you wanted to keep your people, it's not like that anymore.
Got it. Well, just tell all of our viewers and listeners, and this is going to go, you'll probably get 3,000 to 4,000, 5,000 views. Just do the math of what Pascal said. Just pay attention tomorrow morning.
Exactly. And you look at people that have resource like us in our jurisdiction, you know, in Canada, 50 million market cap is an anomaly. It's not the norm.
Yeah. So Pascal, give us the website and give us your tickers on where you're traded.
Yeah, our ticker is ABI. We're listed on the TSX. TSX. We're also on the OTC. The ticker is a little bit longer. To Danny, can you help me on that one? Or I think it's ABX.
I can get it.
Yeah, the website is of course www.avcourtabcourt.ca or .com, both works.
Good. I will put a link to this all in the show notes, as well as a your ticker symbols in there on both the TSX as well as the OTC. So our listeners in the States can buy you, as well as all of our friends in Canada can buy you. So Pascal, we got a hard stop coming. I want to thank you so much for your time, and I want to say your name again, because you're probably brothers a few generations ago. Pascal Amelin, right?
Amelin, yes.
Amelin.
You see, Monsieur Millette.
Fantastic. We'll see you soon. Talk soon. Take care.
All right. Be safe.